Well, the word enterprise comes to mind. So does empathy. So does entrepreneurial. All E words. And there's Emily. Maybe that's why it worked out this way. Emily Ruggieri is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great today.
I'm glad. Now, you have done some pretty remarkable things. Before we talk about your campaign for Children's Hospital, I want to get to know you a little bit. You're from Greensburg?
Yeah.
And tell me where you go to school and what do you like to do?
I like to do art very much. At art class, I love to do different kinds of crafts. I follow the teacher's instructions very well.
That's good to be able to do that. Can you describe some of the things that you've made that you're really proud of?
We made a tree for Halloween. We used colored tissue paper, and we crumpled it up and made like little leaves, and we put it on the tree that we made. We used a flat cardboard square that we stick in the bottom of the brown paper bag, and then we twisted it, and then we twisted the bag for the trunk, and then we used scissors and cut it into rectangles, and then we curled the rectangles up and we stuck the rest of the tissue paper on the branches.
That sounds really nice. It sounds like you're a good planner, that you sort of like to do things in order, or you sort of understand that it takes a lot of steps to get things done. At least that kind of sounds that way. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Maybe Nick and Susan. They helped me a lot with my campaign this year.
That's great. You know what's funny is we were just talking about somebody I know with the same last name named Nick, who has your last name. His wife is named Susan. So when you said Nick and Susan, isn't that funny? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a little brother. His name is Gabriel.
Is that him out there?
Yes.
I thought I saw Gabriel out there, and that looks like it might be your dad out there, too. So you're a Girl Scout, and are you a Brownie, or did you advance to Girl Scouts now?
I'm a Brownie.
And it's Troop 668, and oh, there's more, 26683. I missed those two numbers. Tell me about your Girl Scout cookie project and what you're doing. I think today is National Cookie Day, too. But you've got a very unique project that is enterprising and entrepreneurial and empathic. And Emily, so tell us about it.
I am collecting Girl Scout cookies to take to Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh in memory of my late father, Ethan Milliron.
What a nice thing to do. It's a very nice thing. Now, this is in memory of your late dad, and when did he pass away?
When I was 18 months old and when he was 24. I forget the year. Mom never told me that yet.
Well, such a long time ago for you. Do you have very good memories of him?
Yes, we have a lot of pictures of him and Mom's wedding and me as a baby.
And this is a very nice thing for you to do. Was he in Children's Hospital ever? Or
he had child bone cancer, and even though he was an adult, we went back to Children's Hospital.
It's good continuity of care, because probably I've spent some time working with people at Children's, and I would imagine that when he started, he may have had younger doctors or doctors that treat younger people, and as he got older, he stayed with those same doctors. Mm-hmm. So. What a terrific thing that you've decided to devote to your dad. So your goal is to sell 6,000 boxes?
And right now I'm at 5,422.
That's amazing. First of all, why did you pick 6,000?
My first goal was 5,000, and then I already hit it, so now my new goal is 6,000.
That's a good way to go through things, I'll say. And I'm just amazed. How have you done this? That's a lot of cookies.
We did do a lot of videos, and Mom and Dad are sharing it with their friends. And once Mom and Dad share it with their friends, then the friends share it to the other friends, and it goes on and on.
Wow. People are buying the cookies, and they're getting sent to Children's Hospital, I guess. Are you doing the deliveries, or how are they all getting there?
Me, Mom, and Dad are thinking this year, because there's 17 or 18 girls, we'll take a group of girls each month and take some of the cookies.
That's a neat idea. So you'll have other Girl Scouts. Emily's already sold 5,000 plus boxes of Girl Scout cookies that are destined for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. It's a project to help honor the memory of her late father. What was his full name again?
Ethan Milliron.
It's important that we mention his name and that we think about him. So other girls and scouts will help deliver those cookies?
Yes, and the 5,422 boxes came from all 50 states and 24 other countries.
My gosh, what a great thing. Now, your mom's here, and she's beaming. has she helped you in this effort a bit?
Me, Mom, Dad, and Gabriel do an equal amount of it. But I'd say on Facebook, Mom and Dad do the most work.
That's just terrific. You must be really proud of your daughter.
We're very proud of her because this is something that we support her in, but it's her choosing to do it and her choosing to continue to change her goals and upgrade them every time.
Yeah, and so many people are benefiting. The kids at Children's Hospital benefit, and that's got to be a really nice pick-me-up to get cookies like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's some benefit to Girl Scouts, which is great. And there's benefits to people like me that like to buy cookies but don't really necessarily want to eat them because you can only eat so many cookies. Not that I don't like Girl Scout cookies, but you know, there's a lot of people that are dieting or that want to buy them but don't have kids maybe or don't want to eat them. So that's kind of a nice benefit too, I think. You've sold so many boxes of cookies. I'm curious, what's been the most popular kind? Do you have a sense of that?
We sold 500 boxes to eat, and I'd say the most popular is Tagalong.
Are those the ones with the peanut butter in them?
Yeah, chocolate-covered peanut butter.
I love those. Those are probably my favorite, too. How can people participate if they want to get involved? Is there a Facebook page or a website?
There is an email address.
Ah,
gscookiesforchp@gmail.com.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so it's GS, like Girl Scouts,
yeah.
GS Cookies, and then
the number four.
The number four, and then CHP, Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. So GS Cookies, the numeral four, CHP, and I'll put that on our Facebook page. At gmail.com. And you can just ask for an order form, I'm sure, or information about how to order.
We accept cash, check, PayPal, or credit card.
You're going to be a great, if you want to be a businesswoman, you're great. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older, maybe?
Because I love art. I really want to be an artist, but I might change my mind as I go on.
Well, you can be whatever you want to be. You could even be a few different things if you want to. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add?
My favorite things to do for helping Children's Hospital is, in Girl Scouts, we make blankets for Children's Hospital because when Dad Ethan, as an adult, were in there, the blankets were too small, like for teenagers and him.
Oh, what a good thing to do. So you like to make bigger blankets for...
And we fill Zach packs with some of our cookies. Zap packs are backpacks filled with snacks and things the parents need in the hospital if they have to go in the emergency room and don't have time to pack.
Their troop supports Zachary's mission, which does the Zach packs, and that they get distributed to families who get admitted, you know, and don't have the necessities because things may come up suddenly. And the blankets are through Killian's Foundation, and they make blankets and they collect blankets from other Girl Scout troops too and other people who want to, you know, make that contribution and donate. So her troop likes to do those and other service projects. And that's part of what the money goes to that the troops earn from these cookie sales too. So it's not that you're just donating cookies to the hospital. The hospital benefits, the girls benefit, of course, because there is fun involved. But then they also are enabled to do other service projects and to make a difference and to help in other avenues as well, not just the cookies. So $4 goes a very, very long way.
Yeah, it's and I was just thinking, too, that some of those cookies probably go to healthy brothers and sisters of kids that are in the hospital. You might be thinking that if somebody's very sick, they probably can't enjoy the cookies, but often there are brothers and sisters that really, you know, could use something, a little treat while they're in the hospital.
And to keep track of my progress, I use a star chart. There's enough spaces to get 5,000 boxes. My goal, the easiest way was to get to my goal of 5,000 to get 100 boxes from each state, but some actually did over 100.
Do you know which state's in the lead? Is it Pennsylvania, since so many people know you?
I am thinking, yeah, Pennsylvania, but it might be West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah. West Virginia, California, Texas, those are very, very big supporters. And through the online social media part of it, there's a lot of state rivalry
and
going.
I think Ohio is a big one, too.
Ohio
and
also.
Iowa. Iowa, thank you. Your dad's giving me some pantomime behind you, or your stepdad,
well,
or whoever.
It's dad.
It's dad
right?
Out there is giving me some pantomime. Oh, let's see. Big Wyoming? No. Montana? We should bring him in.
You're good.
And I also have a map of the world and a map of the United States, so that helps me keep track as well. And at the end, I'm going to get a big board that I'm going to glue all of the states and the countries that we have got on and give it to Children's Hospital. And I think when I give it to them, that it will make them happy because they'll know people all around the world are supporting them and wanting them to get better and hoping that they can come out soon.
That's terrific. And I just found your flyer, a copy of a flyer that I'm going to put on our Facebook page. Actually, Ricky found it, so people can very easily get involved with your cookie sale. I have two more questions. First, will you do this again next year, do you think?
Yes, I want to do it as long as I can.
And secondly, is there anything else you'd like to say that I might not have asked you about?
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Only one other thing would be that if you know a Girl Scout that is in her troop or is in another troop that is supporting her, you don't have to donate through Emily. You can go to any Girl Scout that is doing it. Obviously, it's a troop effort. We have a reason for going overboard, But it doesn't have to go through her. Anybody can do it, you know. And we've actually had people that have emailed or called us to say they have boxes of cookies that they've collected and can we pick them up and donate and contribute too. So we welcome any and all donations, whether it's already purchased boxes of cookies or it's the $4 for a box or as many boxes, right? Well,
yeah.
And the Gmail address, I did just put the flyer up on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. The Gmail address is gscookies, the numeral 4, CHP, at gmail.com. Congratulations, Emily. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.